If I surveyed all the goodness that comes to me from above, and I would count all the blessings from the storehouse of love, I'd simply ask for a favor beyond mortal kin. I'm sure he grants it again and again. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches have truly vanished away. We long to see here below, but time and treasures have kept us from making plans, as you know. But come the morning of rapture, together we'll stand anew, and then I'll stroll over heaven with you. We'll renew old acquaintance with the friends we once knew, and we'll meet all our loved ones, and we'll meet Jesus too. That will be a glad reunion, and there'll be so much to do while I stroll over heaven with you.
Bibles this morning, the book of Numbers, chapter number 12. Numbers, chapter number 12. We were in Numbers last week, chapter number 7, and we may spend the next couple of weeks here in this month of March, amen, preaching in the Numbers, preaching by the Numbers, amen. But we want to look here in Numbers chapter 12. Numbers chapter 12, and just begin reading in verse number 1. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, "Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us?" And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, "Come out, ye three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation." And they three came out. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for the Word of God. We thank you for your blessings. We ask you to speak to our hearts. I pray that you'd touch this morning, that you would move. Father, as we preach the Word, we just ask you to speak to our hearts and help us that we might be an able minister of the Word of God. And Father, that we might hear this morning as a body of believers the word, and that it might work in our hearts and in our life to accomplish that which please you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to preach to you this morning on this thought. The Lord spake suddenly. The Lord spake suddenly. Now, I know what it is to speak suddenly when it comes to matters of discipline. And amen. At the realization of a wrong that is being done, amen, I have myself spoken suddenly to bring to an end that deed or that misconduct that was taking place. Amen. And I've been in situations where, amen, of course I've done it with children, amen, but I've even had to do it at times with adults, amen, in some of the situations and some of the positions that I've held, and it just had to say, that's enough. And amen, God here, He heard Miriam and He heard Aaron speak, and it says that He spoke suddenly. And that's what's taking place here. And it's noteworthy this morning for us to notice the response of God. In verse 4 it tells us, "And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and to Miriam, come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out." Now then, who's doing the speaking here in the beginning? It's Miriam and Aaron. And from the passage of Scripture here that we're going to look at, it would seem probably that Miriam was the instigator of this, but she was joined in it by Aaron. But they begin to speak. And it says in verse number 1, "And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it." Amen. First of all, we see their sin. We see their sin. In verse number 2, you can see where their sin, not verse number 1, but verse number 2 was really getting to the heart of the matter. Their sin, what was their sin? Well, it was a variety of things. It was not just one thing, but amen, in their sin and in that speech there in verse number 2, we can see jealousy that comes out. Well, they were jealous of the place that Moses held and the way that he was the leader. And they were jealous of that. They wanted some of that spotlight. They wanted some of what Moses had, and they were jealous because, amen, they didn't have it, and there was no reason for them to think they was fixing to get it, except maybe they might could get it their own way, you know. We're known for that. We'll just get it our way. Amen. And so we see jealousy. And of course, what goes right along with jealousy was envy. Amen. They envied the position of Moses. Amen. Now, remember who this is. This is not just anybody. This is family. This is his brother and sister. It's not just anybody, but it's family. And then their evil speaking. See, privately, they sought to undermine the power of Moses among the people. When they made this speech, you know, they thought, well, we'll speaking evil against Moses to try to undermine his power. But listen, there was a folly in this speech far. Had they been able to undermine the authority and the leadership of Moses, did they really believe that they could step in and take his place and that the people would recognize them as the leaders? Wasn't going to happen. Amen. I mean, if they had been able to undermine the authority of Moses. Amen. The people certainly would not have taken them as their leader. But also we see in their sin was rebelling against God. Well, now I didn't see anything in there where they said anything bad about God. They said, "Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us?" And the Lord heard it. What did they say bad about God? Amen. You see, they rebelled against God because Moses was God's servant. Moses was God's chosen leader to lead them out of Egypt and lead them through, amen, the wilderness journey. Amen. It was Moses who God chose. And yes, they were brother and sister, and yes, God used them for certain things, but Moses was the man. And to speak against Moses was to speak against God. Amen. To speak against the plan of God and God's ways and God's man was to rebel against God. And then what we see is there in verse number 2, their vain excuses. Their vain excuses. Many times, sinners often offer up a multitude of excuses. They don't call them excuses. It's reasons. I give you some reasons. I give you some reasons. And see, that's what is going on here. And this is the reason. And this is how they did, and it's how others today, how they justify what they try to do as they rebel against God. And their reason is, verse number 1, "And Mary and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman who he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman." And that's the problem. And that's the problem. And yes, when God got them into the land, amen, they were to only marry those that were of like a faith, Jews. But amen, that command had not yet been given. What Moses had done, they said, that's the problem. Here's the reason. It's because of who he married. Now, there's a multitude of reasons that people give. Well, it's because I seen so-and-so, and here's what they did, or here's what they said back 20 years ago. But see, here's the difference. They had a because. Their because was, here's what Moses has done, therefore, here, we're going to speak against Moses. But see, God knew what their reason was. Their reason didn't come from verse 1. Their real reason came in verse number 2. They said it was because of what Moses had done. And they began to speak, but God knew it was because the jealousy, the envy that they had in their hearts towards Moses. That is what prompted this. It didn't really have anything to do with an Ethiopian woman that Moses had married. That wasn't the issue. That was not the problem. And see, I've seen this happen and I've seen it manifest numerous times in life. What happens is there is something that is in the heart of man. And amen, and sometimes not just man in general, but amen, even in Christians, there's some things in our heart sometimes that we don't turn loose of. We don't let go. We keep them. And amen, we stick them back in the corner thinking maybe, you know, nobody will pay any attention to it and we go on and nobody ever knows it's there except us and God. And God. We didn't hide it from Him, amen. We may even hide it so good that we even think it's gone. But you know what will happen in life? There'll be some circumstances. Something will happen. And that thing that we thought was hid and buried and out of sight, it'll rear its ugly head because of the circumstances of life. And all of a sudden, those right circumstances come along. And yes, for His children, God even makes sure that the right circumstances come along that we might be able to get rid of that thing that is hindering us. To get rid of the jealousy, the envy that's in our hearts, in our lives, or whatever that thing is that hinders. But however, many times, even when these things happen and they present themselves, men just continue to offer their reasons. I mean their excuses. And they justify their actions based on what somebody else did. Listen, God help us. I realize we get hurt. Things happen. Things happen to me. They happen to you. They happen to everybody. God help us. Here's one thing I know. I know this for a fact. God's never been anything but good to me and to you. God's been good. God's good all the time. Amen. We see, amen, their sin, but, amen, we see the detection of their sin also in verse 2. Because at the end of verse number 2, what do we see? The last five words there of verse number 2, and the Lord heard it. And the Lord heard it. Cody teaches school. I guarantee you at some point in time, he's walked by and some youngins has said something and, you know, they didn't think they'd hear, and he has stopped and said, "What'd you say?" Because, I mean, they knew what they were saying. They didn't need to be saying, but they didn't think nobody was listening. And amen, that's the way it is here. This is what takes place. Amen, they've got their murmurings and their complaining and they spoke these things. And verse 3 gives us the indication that Moses may have learned about it, what was going on, because it talks about how meek he was. Verse 3 lets us know that Moses, amen, regardless of how he felt, he was just trusting God to take care of it. But it lets us know in verse 2, God heard it. God heard it. Amen. I thought we was whispering. Amen, it don't matter. God heard it. God heard their words, and Moses, amen, had been evil spoken of, and that was God's man. And so while he may have known about it, God heard it. When we think about Aaron and Miriam, if they were capable of such envy and jealousy, do we think we're exempt? When we look in the Scriptures and we see the things that God reveals to us about His own children and some of the things that they did, and do we think that we're exempt? Do we think that we can go and not have these issues and problems and never have to worry about some of these things happening to us? We need to be on guard. We need to examine our own hearts with every tool that God has given us to see what dwells in our hearts. But I'll tell you what else about this particular event that takes place as they spoke against Moses. For Moses, it was a most painful attack. A most painful attack. Because of where it came from. Psalm chapter 55 and verse 12 says, "For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me, then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company." The psalmist said what made this so bad was it didn't come from my enemy. These that are speaking evil against me are my brothers, my sisters. This was the case literally for Moses, making the attack more painful because of where it came from. But then it says the Lord spake suddenly. The Lord spake suddenly. In the book of Galatians we find in Galatians chapter number 6. Amen. Galatians chapter number 6. Just read one verse to us there in verse number 7. It tells us this: "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And what happens? They speak, and the Lord speaks suddenly. Now then, here's my question. I wonder what must Aaron and Miriam thought when they were summoned to appear. You know, Daddy wants to see you. Oh my goodness. I thought we got away with that. I didn't think nobody was watching. How did he find out? When we've done wrong and we get that summons, that's not the most comfortable trip that we make. But amen, their sin was detected. God heard and God spake suddenly. And the third thing that we see here is we see their punishment. And I want you to know this about punishment. Punishment is not an evil, but it's a mercy. Punishment is not an evil, but it's a mercy. The psalmist said in 119 and 71, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." It's good, he said, for me that I've received this affliction. And amen, that can cover a broad term. Amen. Punishment, whether it be by whatever method that God so chose to use, he said it was good for me that I've been afflicted. Because he said in that affliction, he said, I learned to keep thy statutes. Now then, can I tell you something? And my daddy's here this morning. Boy, there's times in my life I thought he was having a good time when he was whooping me. My goodness! There wasn't anything about it pleasurable on my end, but amen, I couldn't tell it hurt him a bit. But you see, it did. And even while we're human, and every time, amen, I'll get it as parents, we don't always get everything exactly right, but amen, we have a desire for our children. Why do we do that? It's not because we love to discipline our children. Amen. That's not the reason. It's because we love our children. And so we discipline them because we love them. And so it is when God speaks, when God calls, when God punishes, amen, the punishment, it's not because God don't care. It's just the opposite. Amen, punishment is a mercy. When God punishes here on this earth, amen, it's to save us from the eternal punishment that is to come. From the punishment, and we mentioned this when we began, but from the punishment, it seems that Miriam may have been the instigator of this evil. Because it was Miriam here, and we won't read all of these verses. But she was smitten with leprosy, and under the circumstances that much heightened the effect of the punishment. God called him, God spoke to him, and you see, it was God that heard and God that spake suddenly, and he called them unto him, and he questioned them about this thing that had taken place. Amen. He spoke to them. And listen, when God calls all men together at that great judgment day, when that time comes to men bring and they offer their reasons, God's going to say there is no excuse. I sent my son to die for your sins, that you might be saved. Here, the punishment. She was smitten with leprosy. All of a sudden, and Miriam, she is a leper. She's unclean. Dreaded in a loathsome disease. And she's smitten by it. But not only is she smitten by the leprosy, but it was in the presence of the very person that she sought to injure. They spoke against Moses, and in Moses' very presence, amen, she became a leper. But not only was it just in the presence of Moses, but also in the presence of her co-conspirator, Aaron. By the great God against whose authority she had rebelled, amen, and God answered. God answered. Listen, that verse that we read, that amen, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. God knows. We don't get anything by God. But see, also because of her leprosy, she was excluded from the camp. She had to go and stay outside of the camp. And for 7 days, she walked without the camp, and the whole company knew of her plight. But oh, when she was struck with leprosy, Aaron cried out. And guess what? She was humbled, and they were humbled by being cleansed in answer to the prayer of him who they sought to wrong. Now here's a lesson for us all. Who prayed for them? It was Moses. Who did they speak evil against? It was Moses. Amen. God help us as Christians. Well, a lot of folks said, well, good enough are you, go on. Got what you deserved, didn't you? That's not what Moses did. Moses prayed for her. Amen. Prayed, amen, for her, and God heard, and God answered that prayer. Though she still had to go for 7 days and walk without the camp and be unclean, but after that she could be received in again. You know, I thought about that Moses prayed for, and I thought about the book of Job and Job's comforters. And they came to Job and they accused him of all sorts of things and told him why this is happening to you. And boy, if you just... But who was it in the end that God said is going to have to pray for y'all? Job. Job prayed for him. And Moses prayed here. And my conclusion this morning is God still speaks suddenly. He still does. He speaks suddenly. The Bible says that He's long-suffering, not willing any should perish, but all come to repentance. But amen, God still does on occasion. He speaks suddenly. And amen, and here's the other thing. Amen, you could say, well, He took 120 years. Amen, as Noah built the ark. Amen, He did. But I can tell you this, on the morning that He spake, it was to them that were on the outside of the ark, as though, amen, all of a sudden things have changed. Things have changed. God still speaks suddenly. And also this morning, God knows every corner of your heart. He knows every corner of my heart. There's stuff we can hide, we can push back, God knows. But also we find from this occasion here that there is forgiveness with God. There is forgiveness with God. In verse 14 here of Numbers chapter 12, "And the Lord said unto Moses, if her father had spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received in again." You know what God's punishment's all about? It's not about the punishing. It's not about the pain and the hurting. It's about the day that we realize and recognize what God's done for us and how much mercy that God's extended to us. And it's about the coming back in. And after 7 days, it says she can come back in. And God help us. What is it that has blocked us from being able to come into fellowship with God like we should? Amen. And God has been talking and dealing and working. And amen, we've been resisting and offering reasons and excuses. And God's just trying to get us back in where we belong. Trying to bring us back to that close relationship that He desires for us and that we need from Him. You see, they thought they needed to take things over and to get some of that glory for themselves. But amen, when God spoke to them suddenly and God called them out for their jealousy and their envy and their evil speaking and their rebellion, amen, Miriam was struck with leprosy. The only thing that mattered then was just let me back in. Just let me back in. You see, they wanted some what Moses had. But you know what? God called Moses. Miriam and Aaron, were they in the glory light, so to speak? They were. But amen, they were under Moses. They lied, and their participation in what was going on was because of Moses. See, God puts every one of us in certain places to do certain things. Too many times we make reason and excuses. You know, we say, well, you know what? If God had put me there instead of them, and then it'd be better. I'd do better. Had a conversation with somebody just this week about something very similar. How that God has people for different jobs and different things. I'm going to tell you what. If I had an iPhone that was messed up and giving a little trouble, and I was just trying to get it back to where it needed to be, I'd just soon give it to Brooklyn as I had give it to Daddy. Amen. Recognizing and knowing. But now most things, amen, I'd rather Daddy to take care of than Brooklyn, because she's not an adult yet. But see, that don't exclude her from knowing certain things. This younger generation, you see all these here, they grew up with all that kind of stuff. I didn't. And Daddy sure didn't. But see, we've all got places. They let jealousy and envy come. And they spoke against Moses, but God spoke suddenly. God help us that if there is something that has got in and God has exposed it, or if we know about it, God help us to confess it and get rid of it. When the punishment came, there only concern was just getting back in. And God was gracious for them to get back in. But you know, I wondered when the door was closed on the ark, I wonder how many people that they heard actually knocking on the outside before the floodwaters swept them all away. There is coming a day when it's too late to get back in. Amen. As you stand with us this morning, amen, if you have a need this morning while we sing, I pray you come. Thank you.